To kick off each hour of Thy Will Be Done pledge drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
This is Miss Johanna's three-year-old class at Holy Family Preschool.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.
Dear Jesus, please show me how to spend this day sharing your love in every way. Help me to be kind to anyone, to wait, laugh, and lots of fun, shining.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We love AM 1160 The Quest.
Yay!
There's something special about the kids' prayers. You know, there really is. So, I am Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at AM 1160 The Quest. And this is the Spring Pledge Drive, as you've been talking about. I want to thank some people here that have donated. I mean, these have, they're coming in hot and heavy here, and we appreciate that. But I also want to introduce our hosts here for this hour, Father Dan Ketter and Deacon Leo Gayhafer. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. And the whole theme of our pledge drive is Thy Will Be Done. And you want to talk about how to discern God's will. What is God's will? How do I know what God's will is? Within an hour from right now, I'm going to have all those answers, right?
And more.
Yes, and more. First, before we get into that, I want to thank these generous people. Gene from Sandy Springs, thank you very much. Denise, in honor of the 11 a.m. hour, you guys don't get credit for that one, so sorry about that. Denise is from Fayetteville. Doug and Brenda, thank you very much. Lucy from Cumming. And they want to thank Vivian and David for hosting from that last hour there. Also, Lannis and Mike, the St. Bridget community is blessed to have such great deacons as Deacon. And it cut off right there. I'm assuming it's going to say
Deacon Leo.
That's
for
what I'm
sure.
Assuming
we
it's going to say. But yeah, so thank you, Lannis and Mike, and also Gary and Sue, in honor of Deacon Leo.
Oh,
popular guy.
Praise God.
All right. Popular guy.
He's our money man.
Absolutely. So anyway.
I'm just here to count the money that he brings in.
Well, it takes a team.
Yep. There you go. Yep.
So, so we're discerning God's will.
Yeah. Well, you know, because we're talking about Thy Will Be Done, I was thinking maybe we go ahead and begin with praying the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Because that will bring us right to the point of what we're talking about, Thy Will Be Done. So Amen. We pray, and this beautiful prayer of our children was just heavenly. So let's just follow that up in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll pray it a little bit more slowly today, just so we can absorb the words that we're praying.
Sure.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Boy, it just feels so much better when we pray it slowly. And what I found in my own experience is if we pray it sort of like the auctioneer, you know, Our Father, on heaven, we can almost have a Freudian slip in there. Instead of we say, Thy will be done, we might say, My will be done on earth. As it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much a bad mistake, because it actually reminds me of a quote from Dr. Peter Kreef, who said, Thy will be done is the essential prayer of a saint.
Amen.
My will be done is the essential demand of a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of puts things in perspective. And so we want to talk about that today,
How
God is always working and moving in our lives, and how we have the opportunity to say yes or no. And that's a big decision. mm-hmm. along with a big opportunity.
Amen.
And I know for Father Dan, he's a man who said yes all his life, and he's got lots of wonderful experience in that process.
Well, I wish I could say that I've been saying yes all my life, but there was unfortunately a period of time where I was not willing to say yes to God. So it's been a growth for me too in conforming my will to God's will, and more consistently day by day saying thy will be done. But I'm a work in progress too, Deacon Leo, so on a journey.
We love the journey.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always come back to the fact that as Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, it's interesting how he used that himself, right? In the garden, mm-hmm. When he was in that moment, that deep moment of prayer and just really prepared to take on the mission mm-hmm. of the Father, he said, not my will, but your will be done. And you know, that example, it comes to us in all times of the day. I know that, and I've told youth, many of the youth that I talk to, because they ask the same question, Dave. They say, okay, so, you know, I'm kind of at that place where I'm open to mm-hmm. say yes, but what am I going to say yes to?
Right.
How do I know what it is that God's asking me to do? And I'll offer them just a little bit of a suggestion about the fact that, you know, when you have a friend that you get to know them really well, they become your best friend. And as you go about doing things together, there comes that moment in time we all can relate to when all of a sudden you say, I'm going to go get an ice cream. And the other person says, I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. You're close enough that you think alike. And it's all about that relationship. And when we have that personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, we start to think like him. Then those things that he's going to be sending to us, asking of us, will start to become more clear. Mm-hmm. And it won't be a mystery anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll be a simple decision. And that's where he wants us to be, at that point with him in relationship, so that we truly understand what he's calling us to and mm-hmm. the beauty of it mm-hmm. and the timing as well.
Yeah.
Because it takes it all out of our hands. It just becomes a simple walk in God's divine providence.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. It underscores how discernment of God's will is not just something we engage in from time to time. It's really the fruit of a relationship with the Lord Jesus, that the relationship is foundational. And from that, we come to know and understand God's will for us, not in the big and exceptional moments of life, but day by day, moment by moment, and we are more and more living in his will. And that certainly prepares us for those big and exceptional moments when we have to make a big decision. But if we've been living in relationship with him and our will has been more and more conformed to his in the ordinary moments of daily life, then we're better positioned to be able to say yes to him, conform our wills to his in those big and monumental decisions.
You know, it reminds me, too, I even have one of those still on my arm. You remember back in the day when there was the acronym WWJD?
Yeah. What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Well, how would you know what Jesus would do if you don't know Jesus?
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
So it's really, like you said, Father Dan, it's a fundamental, it's a foundational mm-hmm. Aspect of how do we know the Lord's will? Well, we have to know him.
Yeah.
And it's really, it all begins there.
Yeah.
And how we do that, it's just like that best friend. If you don't spend time, mm-hmm. if you don't engage with, if you don't share, if you don't give, there's no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If
right.
you don't commit, all those things are aspects of a true relationship and more. And if we're not doing the same thing with Jesus mm-hmm. that we do with, you know, those friends and family around us, mm-hmm. then we're kind of kidding ourselves about our relationship.
Yeah.
One thing I think Jesus would do is use his turn signals. I think if Jesus was driving around today, he would definitely use his turn signals. I want to jump in here, too, because I forgot to mention this. We have a very generous donor who said, you know what? I've got $2,000 here, but I'm only giving it. I'll match the money that people donate.
Oh.
Yeah. So up to $2,000, if you donate before 1 o'clock this afternoon, while Deacon and Father are here, your money will be matched. So a $100 donation becomes $200 and so on, whatever it is, up to $2,000. So we really appreciate that generous donation for the matching money. And if you want to donate, just call in 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com. The Quest Atlanta app also has a little donate button right there. You can do it right from your phone. Real easy. Or if you got your phone, you want to do it old school, call 470-508-1160 and you can donate and help support the Quest and get great programming like we have here with Father Catter and Deacon Leo.
Thank you. And thank you for the generous donor out there. Praise God.
Absolutely.
Deacon Leo, following up on the reflections that you were just offering about discernment as flowing from one's relationship with Jesus, I often think of the Blessed Virgin Mary when we speak about thy will be done, discerning God's will, particularly the moment of her fiat, the Annunciation. Mary was prepared for that moment throughout her life. She was, you know, young, we understand, at that moment. She was probably still a teenager, but from her infancy up until that point, she was a woman who was a faithful Jewish girl who was steeped in her religion and in her relationship with the living God, who had called the chosen people to himself to be his special little people, chosen to be, you know, a light to the nations. And we often see in religious art depictions of the Annunciation where Mary at that moment is reading a book. Of course, the sacred scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, that reflecting this fact that Mary was a woman who was steeped in her faith. She was a woman who lived in relationship with God, with intimate communion with God, so that at that significant moment, the fullness of time, when God chose to enter into our humanity, to take on our humanity and bring about the work of our salvation, Mary was ready to give her fiat to say, let it be done unto me according to your word, which is another way of saying thy will be done. So Mary is a perfect model for us of conforming our wills to God, of being ready for those invitations that God places in our life by living in relationship with him moment by moment, so that when he does ask something of us, we're ready to imitate Mary and say, be it done unto me according to your word.
And can I jump in here real quick? And I just want to, just on what you were saying, but if you think about it, what she went through of, yeah, God is the father of this kid, you know, I mean, that had to be very difficult for her to say yes. You know, it wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'll go pick up a gallon of milk for you. This was some huge sacrifice she made, and it was God's will. So we've got to think about that too for ourselves. You know, that it's not always going to be easy.
That's right. And so essential that we, again, abide day by day in a relationship with the Lord Jesus, because we don't know when he's going to ask something significant of us. Mm-hmm. We can't just cram for it at the last minute, knowing the exam's just around the corner. We have to be ready.
Because you never know when that last minute is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, and it's a reality in life that every moment of every day, God is there seeking us to draw closer to him in ways that we can see as, well, that makes sense and that's obvious, and in many ways not. And if we don't have that relationship, then obviously we might be oblivious to all of that. But it is truly a moment by moment, day by day, week by week, living in that relationship mm-hmm. with Christ. And our Blessed Mother is the perfect example of that, and our perfect intercessor for us to turn to and say, you know, Blessed Mother, you see where I'm at. Take my prayers to your beloved Son, and mm-hmm. and help me to know, help me to walk, help me to live faithfully. And that's, that can be a big ask, you know, when we're consumed with so many other things, and just to surrender our lives to that. I know in my own life, I've had a lot of instances where that's come about, even particularly with my diaconate vocation. you know, when you get that call, if you will, God calls you and says, yep, hey, I got something for you to do. It's so easy to say, you know, I think I'm on the wrong line. You know, this call was for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to just sort of dismiss it that way. But I tried that. I did. I tried all of that. I had all the reasons, and there were many. They were long, and some of them real, some of them made up. You know how it goes. But God and I had this little agreement. I just simply said, you open the doors, I'll keep walking. And that was it. I said, you open the doors, and I'll keep walking. And my total inability to do what was in front of me, as perhaps Mary even felt, oh, how am I going to do this? In my total lack of knowing how and why and when and where and how things were going to turn out, I simply said, you open the doors, and I'll keep walking. And as I took step after step after step, God led me down the path that eventually put me on the floor face down at the cathedral. Mm-hmm. And it's been God's great blessing to me in my vocation as a permanent deacon. Mm-hmm. So I think we all can relate to those instances where God has called us even perhaps to something bigger and more incredible than we could have ever dreamed of. Mm-hmm. But yet, when we surrender and trust in Him, then we see it unfold mm-hmm. in the beauty of the plan mm-hmm. and how we get more than we ever give. Mm-hmm. And that's just the proposition. God mm-hmm. is just that good.
Yeah, yeah, amen. I remember years ago, I was attending Mass at All Saints Catholic Church, which is a daily Mass. And the celebrant was Father Dan McCormick, God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. And Father Dan commented on what the saints, the fathers of the church have been sharing with us, handing down to us for centuries, and that is that the essence of holiness, you know, we all want to know, we know we're supposed to be holy, we're called to be holy. What does that mean? How do we understand that? He shared that the holy men and women who have gone before us have come to the same fundamental conclusion of distilling that down to this: holiness is conforming our will to God's, or he used the expression harmonizing our will to God, and he used the notion of a musical harmony, you know, of two singers or two instruments coming into, you know, that. I'm not a musician, so I don't know how to explain it exactly, but coming into that harmonization one with the other, so they make a beautiful sound together, that our task, our growth in holiness is in its essence harmonizing our will with God's, such that ours becomes one with God's will. And, you know, that is, as Father Dan expressed, a process, something that we're continually growing in, that we don't always do it well in this moment and that moment, but little by little over time, more and more, we bring our will into harmony with the will of God.
Yeah. And boy, when it does come together, that's some beautiful music there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it really
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. You're mm-hmm. listening to the Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Thy will be done is our theme for these 3 days, and what a great topic we've got this hour, discerning God's will. I think we all need help with that. I don't care where you are on your faith journey. I think we can all improve in that area. I'm speaking for myself mainly, but mm-hmm. But anyway, if you would like to donate, just call 470-508-1160. I want to mention we've got the $2,000, up to $2,000 in matching money. So if you can get it, your call in within the next 35 minutes, your donation will be matched up to $2,000. And if you want to call the number, that's great, 470-508-1160. But a lot of people now just want to go to the website or even just the app. So you can go to thequestatlanta.com or get the Quest Atlanta app on your phone, which it should already be there. But if it's not, you can get it right now and install it and donate that way as well. We want to thank a few people as well. Matthew from Alpharetta. That's from the men of St. Bridget in support of Deacon Leo and the quest. Thank you very much. Betty from Powder Springs, we appreciate that. And also Catherine in honor of Father Ketter. Catherine from Alpharetta.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, thank you very much. So we are talking about discerning God's will.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deacon Leo, let's maybe dive into that a little more and talk about some of the concrete elements for... So we've talked about kind of on a broad level, you know, if it's ultimately rooted in being in relationship with Jesus, right? But maybe flesh out, let's try and flesh out some more, say, fundamental principles or elements of discerning God's will that we could offer to those who are listening that might be of value to them. So,
sure.
Yeah. You start us off with one.
Well, I think the first is surrender. Mm-hmm. The first thing, God is God and I am not. And I think that's where it can really begin. Because when we don't surrender, we're pretty well consumed with us, mm-hmm. our things, mm-hmm. Our desires, our goals. We've sort of laid our plan out there and asked God to just make it happen for us. But I think what we have to do is kind of back up from that and say, okay, God, I know you've got a plan. That's why you created me, to know, love, and serve you, and you've got a plan. I want to follow your plan. Mm-hmm. As an example, for instance, when I started work at St. Bridget, I came from corporate America, and they taught me well. You know, you got to plan your work your plan, organize, list, do, be effective, be proficient, be professional, you know, on and on and on and on. And so I brought that mentality to my job at St. Bridget, only to realize that once I had everything organized, ready to go, I'm out to do my thing, emphasis on my thing, right? Knock on the door, knock, 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 knock. Deacon Leo, can I see you for just a moment? Oh, sure, come on in. And I talk with someone for a bit, and then they leave, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to get back to the work I was sent here to do. And knock, knock, knock. Yeah, you can come on in. Sure, let's just talk for a moment. Here we go. And it went on and on and on. Does God work with interruption? Beautifully, beautifully. And so what I came to realize in this, again, as God and I talk about these things, because we, you know, in relationship with someone, you talk to them, right? You have to. Mm-hmm. I said, God, so you sent me here to work, and I'm here to do the work, and I've made my list, and I've made my time, and I've made my and my and my, but you send in all these people that interrupt me. And he said, okay, here's another one for you. You've got your list. I've got mine. You were brought here to do my list. And if you take care of my list, I'll take care of yours. And it's been so amazing. Mm-hmm. It's been so amazing in the way that that's played out, because mm-hmm. it involved me surrendering to say, okay, well, I got it. I have to trust you, and I know I can. Mm-hmm. And then it all started to come together.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Several months.
Yeah.
Several months.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't overnight. It doesn't. I mean, you know, when we're, you know, in our humanity, we want to get comfortable. And where we're comfortable is having things our way. And you know, it involves us being pulled out of that place of comfort to say, okay, well, it just may not be my way now, mm-hmm. but it's going to be better. And that's the mentality we have to have. It may not be my way, but it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. And God proves that to us over and over. And that's the beauty of the surrender. As difficult as it kind of grinds against our humanity, mm-hmm. it's the most beautiful thing we can do in life, mm-hmm. because of the way God comes to us and the way we are changed through that. It's phenomenal. So, I mean, that was just, you know, again, beginning with surrender, that's how that started with me in my journey at St. Bridget.
Yeah, I think closely allied with that, what was coming to my mind was trusting God. I mean, really trusting him that his will for you is for your happiness, that God wants your good more than you want it. You know, you might think nobody wants my good more than me. I really want it. I really want to be happy. But God wants your good, your happiness, even more than you do. But we really have to trust that, you know, and it's easy to say. It's not easy to do. So trust, surrender. When we do really trust him, we're able to surrender. So yeah, I think those two kind of go together. One thought that I'll offer as an important element in discerning God's will, again, maybe kind of driving at some more practical sort of things, is it's important that we know our faith. So know the scriptures and know, for us as Catholics, let's say our catechism, because God's never going to ask us to do something that is counter to his word or the teaching that he's given to the church. And so we can rule out a number of things if we know his word and we know the teachings of our faith, if it runs counter to those. So that's an important ingredient, in my view, for discerning God's will and being able to identify what's from him and what's from me or the evil one or whoever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I experienced that quite often with my RCIA class. Mm-hmm. Because they're in that process and in the very early stages of learning what the church teaches, really exploring the scriptures, some of them have other, great vast knowledge of scriptures, but it's building on that foundation and understanding, okay, so what is right and what is wrong? And so you can clearly discern that if you are being led in one direction or another and it's contrary to what the church teaches and what the scriptures have given to us, then, like you said, you can quickly sort of think, that's just not going to be the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
That will end probably very badly.
Yeah, that is clearly not God's will.
Exactly.
God does not contradict himself.
Hey, let's take a little break here, okay, and stretch our legs. And I want to mention the matching money that we've got for just a little less than a half hour for up until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Up to $2,000 will be matched. So if you call in or go online or to the app or whatever and make a donation, it will be doubled if you do it between now and 1 o'clock. So we'll be right back talking about discerning God's will with Father Dan Ketter and Father Deacon Leo Gayhafer coming up here in just a minute.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is, Thy Will Be Done. After hearing these stories of God's will, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to Thy Will Be Done pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Tom McCabe.
What got you into this whole topic of forgiveness?
I can speak on a number of topics, Mari, but whenever I speak on forgiveness, I'll have a line of people waiting to talk to me. The people like me, I want to forgive, but I can't forget it. So I started down this journey helping people who are stuck in this area of forgiveness.
Hear this entire conversation on the Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
Gotta have that coffee in the morning? Do you brew it at home? Or do you go to one of those fancy places with a barista? There's nothing wrong with spending $5 on a coffee, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? The cost of 4 of those coffee drinks each month could be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
Shop and donate at one of St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia's 11 thrift stores. Proceeds deliver hope and help to neighbors in need. Find a thrift store near you at thequestatlanta.com and click on the St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia logo.
Women and families in need of pregnancy support do have options. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers free medical services, advocacy, parenting classes, baby supplies, and more. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Abortion and the death penalty have one thing in common. They both take a human life. Many people in our country who are against the death penalty also support abortion. If we truly value human life, we should be against both the death penalty and abortion. The only difference between the two situations is that the person sentenced to death is an adult who made bad choices and must accept the consequences of their actions, while the other is an innocent preborn baby. the baby has been given a death sentence for the crime of being unplanned and inconvenient. These babies cannot help how they were conceived and shouldn't be punished. Unborn babies are innocent and cannot defend themselves. All of us must defend the defenseless who are guilty of no crime. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com. The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I don't know about you, but I feel like before I had kids, I was going to be the best and greatest mom in the entire world. I had these dreams and these, I was going to do crafts with my kids. I was going to be patient all the time and never yell or scream or get frustrated. And then when I had a child, it was much different. I feel like the Lord handed me a really hard baby who was colicky and crying all the time. And I realized it was just a lot harder than I was expecting. I was recovering from a C-section and I just didn't know what to do. And so I had to rely on him that much more and pray like, okay, Lord, give me the grace. I don't know what this baby needs. Help me in this moment. So if that's you right now, just know you are not alone and turn to the Lord and ask for prayers. Okay. Just ask. He's there. He wants to help.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to Thy Will Be Done Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And one thing I want to mention is that if you do call in or donate, I mean, we would love to have the donation, but obviously everybody's not in a situation where they can donate at the time, and that's fine too. But if you just call in and mention your name, we're going to be offering a novena of masses for the family members who have fallen away from the faith. So if you have a family member who's fallen away from the faith and you would like to be included in this novena of masses, give a call, or if you feel moved to donate, we would love to have that as well. And also, Sally Kazin is an amazing local artist, and she has a drawing called Mary's Yes. So everybody who calls in or donates will be entered in for a drawing. We'll have a drawing for that at the end of this pledge drive, and somebody's going to be receiving a very nice painting from Sally Kazin, Mary's Yes. So once again, $2,000 in matching money is still, we got about another 20 minutes or so left on that. And if you want to call in or go online or whatever, we would appreciate it. So we are talking about, since the theme is Thy Will Be Done for the pledge drive, we are talking with Father Dan Ketter and Father Deacon. No, I was distracted going into the break, but it's not a new thing that the church is trying out or anything. It's just Deacon Leo Gay Hafer, and we're talking about discerning God's will.
Thank you, Dave. And as we were discussing before the break, Father Dan, we were talking about the ways that we really get practical in this aspect of trusting and surrender and entering into this deeper and more intimate relationship with Jesus. Certainly prayer. I mean, allocating time in a busy day for prayer is so important. Mm-hmm. What they used to say, well, if you allocate 15 minutes a day and you got a really busy day, then give it a half an hour, you just kind of double it up. Well, it's really important to spend that time, and that's your communion with the Lord. That's that time when you speak to Him and He speaks to you, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. All the prayers of the church we have that just go all across the board, and then of course praying with scriptures is always a beautiful thing to do, to listen to what our Lord is speaking to us. Yeah. The sacraments. Reconciliation, removing all those obstacles in our relationships, all those times when we've turned away, fallen away, getting back into that close union with the Lord. Again, prayer, adoration, time where you just sit. I know myself, I'm one of those guys that gets in there and I talked about my list, right? I get in there and I'm ready to go to work on my list. Say, dear Lord, you probably know this, but I want to make sure you do, right? But there again, it's so beautiful just to sit in the presence of Jesus and let Him be. as you let him be.
Yeah, and listen.
Allow
him the space to speak. I think going back to Dr. Peter Kreeft, he has mentioned that prayer is a dialogue. There's two people engaged in conversation, and when we are dialoguing with God, one of them has the more important things to say. Guess who that is?
Yeah.
And so we should speak less and listen more when we are in prayer and dialogue with God. And a lot of times I think people think of prayer, conceive of prayer and engage in prayer as something that they've always got to be active. I've always got to be saying something or doing something. But really the heart of prayer is to listen, just abide in the Lord and listen to what He wants to speak to you.
You have two ears and one mouth.
Good point.
Use them accordingly, right?
Good point.
Well, and when we talk about God's will, it can almost sometimes be a thing that we associate to the church. It's like, okay, well, I've got to do something at the church. God, help me to know, should I do A or should I do B? It's relative to all things in life, in my family, in my personal life, in my family life, in the lives of my kids or grandkids or wherever you go with that. At the office, it's every moment of every day. So it's not like, well, I'm just looking for God's will in what I'm going to do at the church or with the church, but every aspect of my life, because I want God to guide every aspect of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not excluding Him from anything, but inviting Him into everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another important ingredient in discerning God's will is the wise counsel of a trusted friend or mentor. Could be a priest, could be a lay person, could be a deacon, could be a consecrated man or woman, but a holy, faithful man or woman who you trust can be a great, great resource in discerning God's will. Somebody who you can bounce off of, kind of what you're sensing maybe God might be asking of you, or the crossroads that you find yourself in and you're trying to discern which way God would have you to go. The help of a trusted friend, a trusted advisor can be extremely valuable.
And on the heels of that, let me just jump in here and say, Carol Tearsmith, who she's, I don't know what, she's a volunteer here, but basically the Holy Spirit came through her to start this radio station. And she, in adoration, got the message, "Feed my poor."
Oh, wow.
And that was her message. She didn't know what it meant. And she prayed on it for a very long time. And she ended up going, like you were just saying, she went to some friends who, were in touch with the Holy Spirit and everything. But she went to St. Vincent de Paul and was trying to feed the hungry, the homeless and all in like all these different places. And she's like, it just isn't right. So when she went to her friend said, maybe it's the spiritually poor that need to be fed. Maybe it's not the people, not literal food, but spirit. And so she's like, oh, that's how the quest started.
Yeah.
So yeah, right. That just to go along with what you're saying, trust in your friends, your circle of people around you and get their input too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People who are in close relationship with the Lord, who are devout people of faith, and people who know you well. Mm-hmm. They have good perspective on what God might be saying and also how you might be hearing it, so yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I've also come to realize a few things as I've gotten older and on this journey of faith, and that is, you just really have to be committed to it. I mean, a few things in life happen by chance. Most things in life happen because we are committed to making things happen, and our Lord wants that. He wants us to be committed. He wants us to be on fire, to know that if I've allocated 15 minutes in the morning to prayer, I'm committed to that. If I've got my adoration hour, I'm committed to that. Obviously, I'm committed to going to Mass, on holy days and on Sundays, but also I'm committed to making that opportunity when I can during the week. Or, we really have to know that it's our obligation to show up. We've got to show up. God's chosen to work with us and through us. And He wants us to show up because He's got the plan, His will to be done. Mm-hmm. And when we show up, we give Him something to work with. When we don't, God will still be God. But we've fallen short of our commitment. And it begins at baptism, mm-hmm. that commitment through baptism to be a follower of Christ, to be an evangelist, to go out and spread the good news. It's all part of what goes along with this whole idea of what's God calling me to? When's he calling me to it? And how am I going to accomplish this in accordance with his will? And boy, oh boy, we could probably sit here and talk about this for days because it's really how we are called to live each day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like what you said, though. Just show up. I mean, that's the first step right there. Just show up.
Yeah, it's important. It's really important. I kind of came to that realization too, because the world is the great distractor. It will keep you moving in 100 different directions, and pray God, most of them are great, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. But when we truly commit ourselves to this journey, to be a faithful follower of Christ, a good and faithful servant, we got to show up. We just have to show up.
Yeah. Many have said that 80-90% of success is showing up. Mm-hmm. So we got to show up.
Well, thank you. We're not done yet, but I just want to get in that we've got like 13 minutes for you to get that matching money. $2,000 is on the table right here. So if you want to donate now up until 1 o'clock, this would be a great time to do it. If you're just kind of thinking, I might do that a little. No, do it now because it'll match. It'll double your donation.
There's no need for further discernment on this. We know that it is the will of God should donate this hour to the Quest because we want to get that matching $2,000.
So absolutely.
Do not say no to the Lord.
470-508-1160 is the number to call. If you want to donate, you can do it through the website at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app on your phone. You've got your phone in your hand or your pocket right now, so that's going to be easy enough just to pull that out. But if you want to call, it's 470-508-1160. And let me just thank a few people here. We've got Richard from Ranger, Georgia. We've got Cora in honor of Father Ketter.
Cora's
from Jones Creek. Yeah. Marlon from some foreign country. I don't know. It's not identified, but thank you very much, mm-hmm. Marlon.
Hope we get a good exchange rate on that. That might help us get closer to our goal.
We'll see. Joanne from Lilburn, thank you. Jack says, Deacon Leo, this is the day the Lord has made.
That's kind of like my tagline there. I start off my homilies with the kids and certainly even on Sundays. This is the day the Lord has made. And everybody responds, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So thank you. I appreciate that.
And Carol loves Catholic radio. Carol from Alpharetta. Thank you very much. And we've got who else? Philip here from Roswell. Thank you all so much. Each one of those was doubled. Each one of those donations was doubled because we got the matching money up until, another 11 minutes here, up until 1 o'clock. And we are talking about, this is the Thy Will Be Done pledge drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And since the theme is Thy Will Be Done, we thought, why don't we get a couple guys in here to talk about discerning God's will? Mm-hmm. So that's why we have Deacon Leo Gayhafer and Father Dan Ketter.
One other element that's very important to keep in mind when we're talking about discerning God's will is being attentive to the circumstances of our lives. Our circumstances can give a lot of be an indicator for where God is leading us or directing us or not leading us or directing us. Say, for example, somebody's trying to discern what career path they want to pursue. And they think, maybe being a doctor, that looks kind of intriguing. And yet they're no good at biology or chemistry. They can't stand the sight of blood. There's no doctors or nurses or any medical personnel in their families. And maybe some others. It's just an example of how being attentive to the circumstance of our life mm-hmm. can also be indicators of where God is leading us, what his will for us might be.
Oh, yeah. That's, when you're in that relationship, you begin to see with the gifts and talents that God has blessed you with because, you have them for a reason. It wasn't by chance that you're good at mm-hmm. this and maybe not good at that. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how does that all come together? Mm-hmm. I've also thought many times about this journey of life and the call that we have to do the Lord's will. And I kind of sort of coined the phrase, the eternal habit of saying yes. Because as we walk through this life and God presents those opportunities to us, again, we have the chance and the opportunity to say yes or to say no. And if we do, by the grace of God, in relationship with our Lord and Savior, if we do say yes over and over and over again, then it becomes this eternal habit of saying yes. So that when that day comes where we stand before our Lord and Savior and He asks us that question, do you want to spend eternity in heaven with me? There's only one thing we can say, and it's yes.
What you've been saying all along.
All along.
Yeah. An Irish bishop came and visited us in the seminary, gave a talk to us. He had the unique distinction of having served as secretary for three popes.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was sharing with us his journey, you know, from a young man growing up in Ireland to being ordained a priest and all the various assignments that he got that ultimately led him to serving as secretary for three different popes. And he said, it's because I kept saying yes. And he said, my one recommendation for you, gentlemen, is just keep saying yes.
It's the eternal habit, right? Mm-hmm. Here and forever.
Yeah.
Well, those are some of the ideas that, you know, really help us to better understand, you know, the mystery, which we can call a mystery of God's will, because that's the one thing He doesn't want it to be.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't want it to be a mystery.
That's a good point.
He wants it to be your life.
Yeah.
And it's His plan before anything was ever created.
Yeah.
He had that plan for you.
Yeah. Father Peter Ryan was on the faculty of our seminary. He was a wonderful priest. I think he's now serving in Detroit at the seminary in Detroit. Jesuit priest, moral theologian. He wrote an essay called, I'm not going to get the title exactly right, but it was something like the infallibility of discerning your personal vocation or something like that. And what a fundamental point of his was, God wants you to know His will for you. God wants you to know the vocation to which He's called you, the path to which He's called you. And so if we do our part in giving ourselves, committing ourselves to knowing God's will, with certainty, He's going to show it to us. We are going to come to find out. And so He used that to just encourage men and women to commit themselves to knowing God's will and having that certainty that He's going to make it known to them.
And you know, this isn't constricted by age in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how you've lived your life up to this point, there's always that opportunity to make those necessary changes in your life that can make an eternal difference. You know, we like to think, well, you know, I'm too old for that, or I'm not smart enough for that. You know, going back to my own little story, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, God has gifted you. God has called you. And so this is where hope springs eternal through our risen Lord, right?
Yeah.
That we always have the opportunity to take up our cross, follow Christ, and to lay down our lives in loving service to others. Mm-hmm. However that looks in saying yes, and however that feels in the way that we do it. And again, like I said before, we always get more than we give. That's God's proposition to us. And so once we start to experience that, we say, well, this is really true. This is really true. I have given so much of myself here, but I've gotten so much from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And what a beautiful proposition that is. And it's really just a matter, again, just understanding that you're that loved.
Mm-hmm.
You're that special.
Yeah.
And God never stops calling. He never stops coming after us.
You know, we mentioned one element that can be helpful in discerning God's will in your life is consulting people who know you well, a trusted friend, spiritual advisor, what have you. We should also say, though, God will work through complete strangers to help reveal His will to you. I can't tell you how many people that were complete strangers to me, essentially, had said to me, have you ever thought about being a priest? You might be a good priest. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And just the most random people would say that to me. And you hear that enough, and if you're not completely blockheaded, you're going to start saying, God, are you trying to tell me something? You know? So even strangers can be instruments of God giving us an indication of what his will is for us. So we need to be attentive at all times to the signs, the ways in which God speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And usually it's a constellation of things. I find very rarely is it, you know, a voice from heaven saying, my son, this is my will for you, you know, or the angel Gabriel appearing and saying you are going to be the mother of the Redeemer. In my experience, it's usually a constellation of signs, of indications that we have to prayerfully discern and kind of bring together and say, okay, from all these, looking at all these, this is where I discern that God is leading me. This is where I discern God's will.
And God's working a whole lot harder at this than we are. Mm-hmm. He's got people working all around us 24/7. He wants us to know, you know, and if we just surrender ourselves just a little bit, then we'll pick up on those strangers' comments and the other things that come to us in our lives that just can make all the difference.
It reminds me of that joke of the guy that was in the flood. And he said,
yes.
And I'm going to mess this up, I think, but I'll tell it quickly. He says, the floodwaters are rising. And he says, God, save me. And God says, I'll save you. And so the floodwaters come up. Guy comes up in a boat, says, hey, he said, no, God's going to save me. And the boat takes off. And finally, he's up on the roof and the floodwaters are rising. A helicopter says, hey, we'll save you. And says, no, God's going to save me. Well, then he drowns. He goes to heaven and he says, God, I thought you were going to save me. He said, I sent a boat and a helicopter. What more do you want?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, we have to be attentive.
Yeah.
To what you said, Father Dan, we have to be attentive.
Yeah. And one final thought, at least on my part, this was a piece of wisdom that Monsignor Stephen Rolfs, who was the rector in our seminary, shared with all of us, and I found it super helpful. You know, obviously in the seminary, well, maybe it's not obvious to a lot of people, when you go into the seminary, you don't know for sure that you're going to come out the other end a priest. Many men go into the seminary and discern that that's not their calling. The seminary is really to help men discern what their vocation is. It's sort of more intense discernment. And Monsignor Rolfs told us that we must not be looking for absolute certainty about God's will. Usually God does not give us absolute certainty. Yeah. Usually he leads us to what we call moral certainty. And that is basically saying, Lord, from everything that I can see that you're telling me, it seems to me that this is where you're calling me. And so I'm going to go. And the beautiful thing about that is that it requires what we started with, trust. Mm-hmm. We have to trust the Lord because ultimately we're saved by faith, saved by our trust in the Lord. And so in inviting us to follow his will, he's not going to remove our need for faith, our need for trust. Mm-hmm. He's going to draw trust out of us. And so it's not absolutely certainty we should be looking for, but rather moral certainty. And then we can step forward in trust.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful way to put that, for sure.
Well, and we've got to pick up the EWTN programming here right at 1 o'clock. So,
well, I want to say thank you to everyone who's contributed this hour. Yes. Praise God.
Ditto.
Thank you for your generosity.
Yes, amen, Deacon Leo. Thank you.
And we've got less than a minute left on that matching money, but up to $2,000. I think there's a couple hundred dollars left. So if you want to get in your pledge right now, 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app and make your donation that way. And this is the Thy Will Be Done pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO, East Point, Atlanta.